Welcome to Just the Guys Podcast, episode 111. We got the three musketeers here today. We have a treat for y'all. We have Terrell.
Yo.
Got myself, Denzel, Mocha King, and we got Rod.
And we got Rod, because you're supposed to introduce the people first, and then you say yourself. But yeah, I'm here. What's going on with y'all, man? Today we got a very special treat for y'all. And it's a lot of energy in this building right now. I hope y'all stay tuned to the very last
second of the negative variety.
Hey, man. Audio listeners, hold a special place in my heart. I say that like every episode, but I appreciate it. Go ahead, let me pass it off to the Mocha King. Pass it to him.
I appreciate the viewers of our channel. I appreciate you tuning in, watching us, seeing our goofy faces every week. Appreciate y'all. That's all I got to say. What about you, Terrell?
All right. A lot of tension here. Well, fuck it. Let's start with a game. Some shit that I just came up with. I borrowed it from another podcast, but they're way too big, so they won't see this. We're gonna call it this or that. I'm gonna give y'all two options, and you can feel free to expound on why you pick one over the other. And yeah, we're gonna get right into it. So let's see, what can I start with? Pac or Biggie?
Go ahead. Oh, you want to speak? Yeah, speak on your saint.
It's not my turn yet. This is your turn. So go ahead and answer the question,
King. First this time? Interesting. Hey, in terms of what, though?
In general, it could be whatever you want to make it.
I guess I got Pac. Prayer to heaven.
I'll pick Pac, too. Denzel, who you picking? I'll pick Pac because I think Pac is just... He encompasses more of an artist than Biggie. I think Biggie was more lyrical, but I think Pac had a bigger influence.
Yeah. Pac.
Let's see. Shooters or fighters?
I'm going to go with fighters.
Denzel, what you got?
It might be shooters. I ain't gonna lie to you. It might actually be shooters. For me, it might. It's getting there. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Let me look in the future. Yeah, I'll go with shooters.
I'll go with shooters. I think fighters right now. I think fighters for me. Only thing I've been playing. let's see. What else can we do? Young Jeezy or Gucci Mane? I think I also got Jeezy. I like Jeezy more.
Never really listened to it. I mean, without Gucci, there's no Metro. And that'd be the same, but yeah, I don't never really rock with Gucci. Jeezy back in the day, like 2010. Yeah.
Thinking of either. Gucci. What you talking about now? Lemonade, the fuck? Y'all tripping.
you know. Gucci Mane has never dropped an album that was like the recession.
I don't know what he's dropping. I can't speak on this at all.
I want you.
Man, how all the when he came out with mixtapes, Trapaholics, and what's someone where people release their mixtapes? What's that site?
Dat Piff?
I forget. Yeah, when he put shit on Dat Piff, come on now. Nobody was like looking on the Dat Piff talking about some where that Jeezy at. Like, they were looking for Gucci.
Going to the movies or watching movies on the streaming service?
Movies.
Going to the.
Yeah.
Is that what you got?
Motherfuckers be stink, so I'll take the streaming servers.
I think nothing beats going to the movies.
I feel like you go to the movies for the experience of being around like other people that you know, like going out in a public place and you being with your friends, like with y'all, yeah, go to the movies. But like, if you just the act of it itself, no, streaming service. Motherfuckers be stink as hell at the movie theater, don't know how to wash their ass, and they be loud as shit. That's my boy right there. That's my dude. That's my nigga. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. I'm trying to watch the movie.
It depends where you go.
Exactly. Well, you really only going just to spend time with the person you're going with, not for like, not really the movie.
I've been thinking about doing that shit for the longest. I just haven't went. I want to go like in the morning though. I'm not trying to go like night.
I went by myself. I went by myself to watch Ready. I think I was like the only, it was me, somebody else, I think. That movie was tough though. I went right after the shift at Foot Locker. We're talking about it, and I was like, you know what? Here, I'm gonna go watch it. I think it was a Tuesday too. That's why I went. It was fire though.
Terry, you gonna go in the morning? If you go in the morning, as soon as you get out that movie theater, you go outside, your eyes gonna get clapped.
That's fine with me. I think it's a better experience because no one's in there. There's no fucking lines. You get your shit. You go sit down. You enjoy the movie. And it's still daytime out. You still have a whole day ahead of you.
Mario movie. I went later. Afternoon. Early afternoon.
I think me and Khalil went like at like 2 p.m. or some shit. That shit was packed though. I was like, damn.
They had the same idea.
Eating at home or eating out?
I don't know. This one's tough for me. I'll let y'all go ahead.
I'm gonna pick eating out. It's just something about just restaurants and like I can make the shit at home, but like just that experience is just. And sometimes you know I look at a menu. I don't gotta sit here and prep nothing. I don't gotta dirty no dishes. Go out there, you know what I'm saying? Leave the gratuity. And then leave. I'm not going to eat out by myself, though. That's a different type of alone time. Shit, I'm not doing that.
Nah, I've done that. That's actually peaceful as fuck. It's actually real peaceful. I went to a Mexican restaurant. Pablo ate out. Shit was good. I was like,
Cool, though. I've never, I mean.
I caught that, too, Terrell. But,
It was in shade.
Like, Yeah. I prefer to eat at home because I like making my own food. I know exactly what I want to eat, what I want to make. So just making it, and then I can make like extras just in case I'm like hungry still. And if you cook it for other people, you know, it just hit different when you make it yourself, and it's just a banger. Like making your own food, and it's coming out really good, exactly how you want it, or even better than expected. For me, it's like winning a bet. Like, let's say you win like $1,000. It feels really good. Like, getting a rank up in Tekken or something. Like, I get hype about when my food comes out good. That's just me, though. I don't mind, like, the dishes and all that because I clean as I go, so it's not too bad. Usually by the time I'm done, it's not that much. But, yeah, I prefer eat at home because I'm starting to like cooking. You know, like, going out, it's just like, damn, I'm getting these motherfuckers. How much? 25? Nigga, I can make this shit at home. I ain't gonna lie. Food would be good, though. This food would be good, but it's like, I can make this shit. I don't know. That's just me, though.
I think I agree. Like, I just prefer to make things like how I want to make them. If it's something that I can't make, then obviously I'd rather go out to eat. But to be in that environment. It's the same thing like as a movie. Have the mood be set, have a nice meal, have like a nice dessert or appetizer. You have all things that you have to make up and go out of your way. I think I'm big. I prefer home though. at home. Like, if I wanted the burger, like, I can make a burger any kind of way.
Yeah.
Make multiple patties, bacon, caramelize.
But whatever. Caramelize the onions.
Have, like, size that I want. Like,
that's really the shit I'm talking about right there.
Say what?
Yeah. That's the shit I'm talking about. You spin. Ain't gonna hold you.
That's a vibe, really. And then you just sit down.
You eat that shit?
Watch whatever show the fuck you want. Like,
now this shit's gonna start getting a little interesting. Online gaming or couch gaming?
I don't know. Nobody really couch games like that because you don't have people to couch game with. So I'm gonna choose online game. Not like back then, not before or if, like so right now, of course. I'll go online.
And so what you got?
I feel like it's the same thing. It's just one's older than the other. This is literally the same thing. Because even when you like online, like it's someone that you would play couch with, then online, you're going to play with them online. So it's like, yeah. And I guess I'll go online because I feel like it's the same thing. But couch gaming was fun for a time. It was definitely like way more hype. Like, anytime you got a couch game was way more hype than your first online game. Let's keep this set. Like, when you got to play with your friends, you see them right next to you holding the controller, and y'all pressing the buttons, and y'all playing together or some shit. It hit a little different when you go online, play Call of Duty first time. This is... Yeah, because you get shitted on, but... Yeah, I'll go online, I guess, but...
I'm struggling with this one. Because I have great memories of couch gaming, but I also have great memories online. So it's just like, I want to say couch gaming just to be fucking different, but online gaming. I think I met way more people. I had a little bit more fun. But the only time I couch game was when like my other like brothers and sisters came over and we'll play like fucking Smash, or we'll play fucking Halo, or we'll play fucking Call of Duty. Or besides that, I'll play with fucking Khalil. We'll play fucking Mario Party and all this shit. That shit is kind of fun.
We get a split screen.
Yeah, we played Mario Party like a year ago, I think, sat next to each other. That shit is a vibe, low-key, though. But if you have a squad of people, like when we're playing fucking Smash at your place with Charles, that shit is kind of a vibe. This one's almost along the same lines as the last one. Current gen or retro gaming?
I think I'm going with retro.
Bangers. Yeah, some retro bangers. I think I'm going current gen. I don't give a fuck.
Play on current.
All the shit I'm playing right now. Everything right now is current. The Street Fighter 6, Overwatch,
Fortnite.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's pretty current, yeah. I guess, yeah. It's current games.
Yeah, I guess we let it fly.
But
that's it.
Well, I mean, Street Fighter 6 is a new game. Technically, he's right. Yeah, he's right. It's a game that came out this well, not this year. It's not even a year old yet, so it's current gen. I would take retro because I feel like all the best games have really already been made. Like games, like, they're not going in the direction that's like fire. Like, the stories ain't hitting like they used to hit. The graphics are getting better, but that's a given. Like, technology gonna make the graphics better regardless. Like, that's a given. Obviously, when PS6 comes out and the next generation comes, there's gonna be better graphics, better shadows, better. That's a given. But the story's gonna be ass. Gameplay's gonna be barren. Microtransactions, battle passes, fighter passes, shooter passes, whatever passes, $20, please. Like, this is not gonna be, it's gonna take away from the game. So, I was like, I don't wanna play this shit. Motherfuckers is already talking about, like, There's a bunch of PC players talking about, I'm not upgrading my shit because I'm not playing these new games. Console kids talking about, keep my PS5 because these new games ain't all shit. I'm about to play my PS1, PS2 games. Like, it's that bad. And I don't know. I kind of agree. Like, the only new game, recent game that came out, in my opinion, that had any type of substance to it, in my opinion, is Baldur's Gate 3. And that's the only game I'll give, like, as good as the old games, because there's no microtransactions. It's a full game. You don't have to pay anything extra. They got over 500 hours of content in the game. Like, games don't have that. God of War don't have that. Spider-Man don't have that. None of those games have that. You beat it one time, you're done. But they got DLC for you, so spread that wallet. So, yeah, I'm going retro all day.
Jay-Z or Nas? I got Jay-Z. That's my guy. That's always been my guy. It'll forever be my guy. That's the best rapper alive right now. Look at his face.
Okay. Did you hear Ether?
Nah.
Still rapping.
That man, Jay-Z had a partner in crime. We ain't gonna speak his name. So, hey.
Talking about as far as music. Rap.
As far as music.
That's for me, though. You could pick however way you want to cut it. Who's the better person? Whatever.
I'm going with Nas. I feel like Nas is better than Jay-Z. Jay-Z's has got more appeal because he did better networking, like, he knows more people, but, like, as far as, like, raw talent, Nas is better than him. I'm sorry. Nas is better than Jay-Z. In my opinion, he's better than him. I don't even gotta think about it. It's not really something I gotta debate It's just me, though. I'll listen to Nas before I listen to Jay-Z. That's all I'm gonna say. It ain't hard to tell. Da 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 da. It ain't hard to tell.
I got Jay-Z.
We're gonna keep it music related. Wayne or Kanye?
This one's easy. Yay? What?
I know what Denzel wants. I know where I'm at too.
Yeah, I think.
No, Denzel, you might be up by yourself. I'm gonna say yay. Yay and yay. Well, god damn, because Lil Wayne does have the same influence. But it's just like, Ye has done so many fucking amazing, like, his run is ridiculous, but Wayne's feature run is also ridiculous. But I feel like Wayne fell off. I don't think Ye necessarily fell off. I think he had like one bad year, maybe two. And then you kind of just, he's back on top now.
You ain't fall off?
No, what album did he fall off on?
I'm talking like he's not it, like, yay, he's not on the same, I feel like he's not at the, he peaked already, and he's nowhere near his peak. Like, he's relevant, but he got other things to keep him relevant, like, Kim or her shenanigans and all that shit, keeping his name alive, his new wife, topped off from France, showing up in videos, not saying shit, like, just being in the background, a little feature here and there, but he's not really doing anything. He's not doing anything like he was in, you know, like, early 2010s, late 2000s. He's nowhere near that. He's nowhere near that. I feel like, yeah, like, oh, yay, yay. But if we're talking as a whole, I'll go with Weezy. I'm sorry. Because Weezy may have fallen off, but he didn't, like, he's not, like, grasping for, like, relevancy. Like, he's still relevant even though he's not doing much. Like, he's not doing much. He still can rap and all that shit. Yeezy ain't
relevant, though.
Lil Wayne is relevant.
The last I saw,
not as relevant as Ye is right now, but that's
six commercial. That's it. The last time I seen.
I'm not to bring up other shit that has nothing to do with the channel that we don't talk about, but they're talking about how Lil Wayne has been invited by The Rock to join at WrestleMania. Like, they still bringing up Wayne and shit. Like, he's still in shit. It's just that he's not, like out there, like Yeezy is, like, man getting topped off in France. Like, all this other shit is applying to his name right now, and that's a good thing. The Yeezy shoes. applying to his name. And then he just come out with a little album on top of that. And then it's just like, oh, it's really good. You know, it's Yeezy. It's yay, right? It's yay. But we all, everybody, you ask anybody that was a big-ass Kanye fan back in the late 2000s, they were like, this nigga lost his mind. What are you talking about? Man, crazy. Woo up the band, boy. That the thing is, just, you know, he got all this shit in. It's like with Jay-Z. He has all this other shit in place to keep his name relevant. But if we talking, like, music, I'm going Weezy. Because Weezy, he didn't fall off. He just stopped really making music like that. And when he does make music, he still makes bars. Like, he still make good music. Yeah, he's just be talking. Or he's just be like, eh, nah, 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 nah. He just produces. Like, he's just getting by, you know? Like, he's living off his own name. Like, he did what he's supposed to do.
I feel like if we, like, compared them, like, that era, like the 2010s or the late 20s, late 2000s, maybe. You said you still Yeezy?
Still got yay for back then.
So if we were talking about the music back then, I might have said Kanye is just, I don't even listen to Kanye. Like, his albums and his influence on music, on fashion, on music production, is just ridiculous. Like, the hold he has over the game. I never really realized it. I never realized it. So, like, I went back and I kind of examined produced. It's just ridiculous. Honestly, Lil Wayne doesn't hold a candle to it. Because, like, what Terrell said, like, the shit was a future. And No Ceilings was crazy. But that's what was crazy to me when I was younger. Like, I knew a few old... I don't really care about, like, Hot Boys. Then, I mean, the Carter 1 and 2 were, like... The Carter 2, really crazy. But after that, it's like, I'm not really listening for... Personally, I like a lot of stuff that came, like, off of... Graduation, and it's hard not to like that album. I didn't really like The Life of Pablo or King. I like Donda, Vultures, and like I said, 808s and Heartbreak. I went back and looked at that. That's pretty good. A Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I was listening to tracks about the days, like a that Kanye was on. They just played on by themselves. Like, you know how, like, Apple Music is just music? They play some of that stuff, and I was like, okay. Damn. I mean, I hear Lil Wayne every now and then. Sometimes it's on, like, a Jack Harlow feature, a Roddy Ricch feature. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got little things out there, but I think the last big track that he on was the one. Kendrick, right? The Mona Lisa jump?
He was on that track, but I think the last big song he had was the Jack Harlow feature. I might be mistaken, but I haven't heard anything crazy since. No, I'm talking about What's Poppin'.
He was on that?
Yeah, he was on the remix.
Oh. I remember the baby being on the remix.
Yeah, it was the baby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne. That was prime the baby. That was before the shit on the stage.
The babies. Oh, my fault. Go ahead.
I just said he threw away his career.
Nah, I'm gonna say his little run from when did baby come out? Like 2018, 2017. His 2017 to 2021 run was like, that was some bullshit right there. I mean, it was unstoppable. He was a loser. He was not losing. Okay. I mean, he's crazy. How did he, like, was it that little thing at that concert?
Yeah, we talking about the age up? The age shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ass.
That fucked up his career?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
People all the fucking time.
Dang, that's tough.
Nobody, people just didn't like his attitude. People didn't like his attitude. Personality. He's just a kid.
Alright, we got three more. Old school rap or current rap?
Ooh.
These are the last three.
I think I'm going current. Going current rap.
Dang. You gotta delete that Nate Dogg song. You gotta go ahead and delete that, King. Oh, he see nothing but Kendrick. I don't see nothing but Kendrick, J. Cole, Drake, or whoever you listen to.
That Nate Dogg snipped. And Warren G.
I got it.
What about you, Terrell?
You already know what I'm about to say.
Yeah, Terrell is just, right. he
with the times. With the times ass.
Music is evolving a lot.
I just can't connect to old school rap because I didn't grow up in that era. So it's just like, or I wasn't like an adult in the 90s. I just had been born. So it's just like, how am I really going to connect to what the fuck they were saying? And the sound is like, I like it.
Are you listening to what they're saying?
I listen to what they say, but it's just like the sound, like the production back then wasn't fucking crazy. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't
captivate. The production wasn't crazy?
Yeah.
Do you know where the flips came from? Like most of the old school rap, like it's all traced back to the 70s and the 60s.
50s. I know that.
Yeah, once you hear that, once you hear the original, you see how they spin it. You just like, fuck, how the hell they come up with this? And then those songs get sampled by the people in the early 2000s, and then and now we know all the early 2000s songs getting sampled.
And it's only one that you're talking about is that Rich Boy bullshit. That's the only one you're talking about.
But it's been more than that. They remixed the Cameron song. The what's that shit called? Killer Cam song. The and made it a drill beat.
Yeah,
that I don't know. Y'all heard it. Y'all probably ain't gonna lie. Yeah, they pretty much just taking all those songs.
Hold you, take the whole drill rap sound and throw that shit away. Throw that shit.
And that's the thing.
Throw that shit in a garbage compactor. Throw that shit in the what's that shit called? The garbage disposal. Throw that shit in there. That shit is trash. That shit is ass. I'm so tired of hearing that. It's never been good. I don't care what you say. When I first heard Pop Smoke, I still thought the shit was trash. I don't care how catchy the shit get. I don't care how sturdy y'all get. That shit fucking sucks. It's nasty.
You know what's crazy, Rod? You know what's crazy?
11.
You know what's crazy? That's not how the original drill sound sounded, bro. When drill was created in 2012, drill was made in 2010. When that shit was made in Chicago, it did not sound like that. It sounded way better than that. And then niggas in the UK started doing that shit in like 2013, 2014. Then the motherfuckers in New York started copying them, and they just flipped it off. They just flipped it. And that's what it's been up until now. That's why that shit's trash. I'm not going to hold you. That's literally what it is. The Chicago drill, if you look at like old Chicago songs, like that's drill, whatever, air quote drill, you'll be like, okay, this shit sounds good. Like, it sounds decent. It sounds like, I like the production on this. Then you start hearing that in New York, you're like, you just make that face like,
I'm gonna fuck Denzel's head up. Because I do like current rap. But then if I talk about old school rap, I can't, and I'm talking about production, I can't leave out J Dilla. I fuck with J Dilla beats.
Oh, you fuck with J Dilla. Oh, you fuck with J Dilla, but production weak.
But who else was on J Dilla's level?
DJ Premier, and he's still alive.
Oh my God, bro.
Are you serious? DJ Premier?
Is Alchemist old school? Is Alchemist old school?
Alchemist isn't old school. He's not old. He just made old school inspired beats, but he's not old school.
That's good enough for me. I'll take current.
Look at you trying to like grassy scrawls. Like this fits my narrative. Not I'm current.
If Alchemist, because I don't really, how old is Alchemist?
I mean, he's older.
You know where Alchemist is from, though? Oh, fuck your head up. He's from LA. I thought he was from New York. He's from LA.
There's a couple of speckles that LA produces that be like have, like the New York sound, like the old school New York sound, but
I still don't really.
Man, so who on J Dilla's level? I'm just looking like I looked at my imaginary DJ Premier statue right here, just like this man talk about, man.
Everyone talks about fucking Dilla. No one talks about fucking Premier. Anyways.
Dilla got donuts. I heard donuts. Donuts was fire.
I love Dilla. I never disrespect Dilla. I would never disrespect
him. Didn't J Dilla make the no, Dilla make the DJ Samurai Champloo beat, or was that somebody else?
I don't know.
I think it might have been Dilla. And Dilla made all the fucking bumps in Adult Swim back when they used to have their little bumps.
But is Premier producing like Kanye? It ain't Ralph though. is not Ralph. It's not Ralph level. Stop fucking playing, man.
Kanye wasn't producing. Kanye was never producing beats like Premier, though. They produced two different types of beats. Kanye made 2000s type beats, and now he makes 2000 type beats like with the samples, like good samples, but he adds like modern shit to it. Like, he never made like Primo type beats. Primo stopped at like the early 2000s. Late 2000s. That's when he, like, all his beats at doesn't advance past that time. If you listen to all his beats, you'd be like, okay, I know exactly what era. Who's better?
Yeah.
I guess Ye's better because he got a bigger name and he can rap on top of like the Beatles just made.
You know who's a low key producer that's fire? J. Cole.
Yeah, I agree.
His beats are fucking insane, bro. He produced Jig Is Up and High Power.
Oh! You want to know who's a good producer? That's extremely low key? I know you don't even go think about it. I give you three chances.
I can't guess.
Okay. Earl Sweatshirt.
I guess. Tyler's better.
Right. Tyler doesn't produce like that.
He does.
He made a couple.
Produced on his recent albums, right? He has some production credits there. No one's fucking with Pharrell, though. Some Neptune's beats.
Pharrell go crazy.
Yeah, Pharrell's he good. Yeah. I ain't gonna argue
Come on,
with
man.
You on
this one. Is my bag for real.
Yeah, all the current motherfuckers, right? Yeah. Let's go back to the 90s where you lose all your power. You just go back to Dilla every time.
I know of these people. I know DJ Premier and all that shit. I know of them. I just, you know.
Yeah, maybe I ain't gonna lie, Terrell. Just the guys, viewers, listeners. Terrell need to discover some Primo.
You discover some Kendrick. Primo. Don't think I forgot about that. That's happening. That's happening when Rod gets back. Matter of fact, since Kendrick is still hot.
Cover anything, nigga. We need you in a song reaction. Last one you did was Cochise. What are you talking about?
He liked that song, though.
Yeah,
Cochise is dropping something new soon, too.
Let me know when I drop.
Awesome, this cover some Primo.
You do, too. Actually, your disrespectful ass needs to discover some Primo, too. Right? Talking about current music.
All right, let's wrap up the this or that. I got two more. Loyalty or respect?
Loyalty or respect?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a tough one. I wish a motherfucker would respect when to get off my fucking dick. So I don't know, but the loyalty is also
They loyal though. Yeah.
Let me spit real quick.
You can't have both, nigga. Answer the question. Which one you want?
Have both.
Which one you want?
I'm gonna be honest. I think respect would take you farther in life. But don't they kind of go hand in hand? Because if you respect somebody, you're not gonna be, you're not gonna snake. You're not gonna be disloyal. So I feel like they go hand in hand. But I think if random people respect you. And they respect like who you are, like you can get farther with that than somebody just being loyal to you. Because like you could be loyal to somebody and disrespect them all. But I'd rather have the respect.
But can't you say like if you know they disrespect it, but if you know let's say in the back of mind you know that they're loyal, they come across as disrespectful and you read that they're disrespectful, can't you just use that? They'd be like, okay, this is how they are. And, they're not like abusive, but they're loyal.
I can't personally because, like, the way I grew up is if you disrespect me, if it's not from a place like of fun or like if we're not doing it, that's not like how we speak, then the way I understand it is, like, why would you do some shit like that to me if, like, not my boy or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not loyal to me. That's why, to me, they go hand in hand. I feel like you wouldn't say something about somebody or speak to someone a certain way if we were like close. If we were like really family like that. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody tries me and I'm just like, oh, so like that's how they talking? All right, for sure. And I talk that way too. But it's like I said, if it's not just in that instance, because I know everybody's like, not everybody can control their emotions or like how they feel. So if it's not just in that instance, then it's like, okay, whatever. And for example, we got into it before. We got into it a couple times. And I think you are one of these goofy niggas that's disrespectful, but you loyal. Because it's been times where we got into it and I had to block your ass. And, you know, a few months, a few years later, you know, we started talking again. And look how close we are now. I done flew out and I done seen you and face to face. I mean, you wouldn't say this shit to my face, but I done seen you face to face and everything. So that's crazy. But like, so like, you can disrespect me because that's just how we are. Like, you disrespect me, I disrespect you. It's just, that's just what it is. That's the nature. But
toxic.
Like, at the end of the day, the loyalty is still there. So I get it when it, like, I already know what your answer is gonna be. Now for Terrell, I have no idea. It might be loyalty too, honestly. I think he want people in his corner.
I think I don't know, bro. I think I was thinking about this shit just now while you were talking about it. I want to say respect, honestly. I don't give a fuck of like, how can I say this? I feel like respect, someone can just not be loyal to you. Someone can just not give a fuck about you, but still respect you at the end of the day. And I feel like that, I like that more than a motherfucker just being loyal to me, but still can be disrespectful. Like, random motherfuckers can just not fucking, can just respect you off of just whatever the fuck you're doing or like what you stand on and all that. But yeah, they do go hand in hand, but I think I value respect a little bit more.
What if I disrespect you,
But you disrespected me.
So?
I just wouldn't take kindly to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know we've had our spats on this shit, but like.
I can't hear Rod.
Had for this podcast. I don't care what pathway you had. We finna unpack all this shit right now. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, you've disrespected me on this fucking podcast before. Man. But you're loyal. When I was pissed off and you were like, oh, fuck you. When I didn't want to fucking talk because this goofy ass nigga right here pissed me off. Just not too fucking long ago, though, this bitch in this other square right here was fucking sneak dissing me. That's disrespect. But he's still loyal. That's still my boy. He's just a bitch. I can say that. These my boys.
What your tiki head ass say?
You know what? I'm glad you said that because I can cook now. You and the tiki got something in common. Like your hairline is a chip off the fucking block. Wood head ass jit. The fuck? Get that shit fixed. Yeah. Yeah, you got a Vegeta growing. I know. Calm your ultra ego ass down before I have to, you know, tighten up. All right, anyway. So I feel like I might have to change my fucking answer now that I'm thinking about it. Because I get disrespected by these motherfuckers all the time. I get shaded.
That's disrespect. I think that's back and forth. That's not blatant disrespect. I don't think anyone. I think the situation between our other friend more disrespectful than has happened between.
Yeah, but that's how. But there's also no loyalty, though. Because you see, if he was loyal, then he would still be around. Because it's not just me that he got into it with. It's y'all. Well, I mean, I'm not saying it's not. He didn't get into it with y'all. Y'all are also around, but he don't see him no more because of, like, I'll get into a fight with y'all because I can speak my mind, and I know I can speak my mind. If I can't speak my mind to somebody and express to them how I feel, like, it doesn't matter. Like, if I can express how I feel, then. And us be cool at the end of the day, then where's the loyalty? Like, he could respect me, but be weird, move weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, your girl could respect you and cheat on you. She still respects you. She still loves you. Right?
That's not being loyal, though. She's cheating.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but she can respect you and cheat. So there's no loyalty.
But like, I love you, but then, you know, get piped down. But, you know, she don't tell you. That's the respect. Yeah, that's
really the same thing.
Is that disrespectful?
When you're in a relationship,
you're not respecting the relationship.
Respectful to the.
And then like pretending like okay, set like being like, I don't want to tell him like
without the ban. I'm cheating on him, but you're cheating on him. That's basically being respectful without the loyalty. I think that's more disrespectful than just being disrespectful and then staying loyal, honestly. Because it's like, I respect his feelings. I don't think he need to know. You know, I'm courteous to him. But then she goes out. I'm going to work. I got to do overtime all the time. She getting piped down repeatedly. Purple light her shit. And then she kisses you. Like, nothing's wrong. And then, like, you find out, like, wait, this is way more disrespectful because you did what with this thing? You talked him off and then you kissed me when you got home? You about to meet the Lord. You get your shotgun. There about to be another one. Like,
let's smooth over that real quick. Because I don't think anybody really caught this. But I think it has to do more with loyalty, like, in a relationship than respect, because if you're not loyal to somebody, then I feel like you can like leave them. You can step out on a relationship. I think you can spend more time with someone else or, like, have someone else's back. Like loyalty is when you say something that's wrong and your spouse or your girlfriend, boyfriend, they back you even though, like, you said something that was because there's loyalty there. But I think if there's respect, then like, they can, like, respect, like, what you said, but tell you, like, hey, look, like you're wrong, or, like, take somebody else's side or something like that. Like, I would rather have, like, my spouse be loyal to me. And, like, maybe if she is disrespectful, she could disrespect me, I guess. But I'd rather have the loyalty. I'm gonna change.
Yeah, it's like, this is the loyalty.
Cause, like, what if your girl thinks that, like, she thinks of you very highly, respects everything that you do, she respects the work you do in a relationship, but you're just not hitting that shit right, and she need that shit somewhere else. So she doesn't have, you know what I'm saying? Like, she can have the respect to tell you, but be like, listen, like, something's gonna have to give. I'm gonna have to step out or do this and that.
I feel like for this game, we need to have an option to have both. I think both is the correct answer for this one. I don't think you can really pick one or the other.
I'll take loyalty because I just figured something out. In Baldur's Gate 3, as an example, it's a game. If you don't know, it's just a game. You have people on your team. Here's the thing. This is something that caught my eye. It's this dude on your team that is really annoying and doesn't agree with most of the stuff that you do in the game. He's like, he always, like, say some shady shit. Like, he's like, I wouldn't do that dumbass shit. What is wrong with you? Why would you do that? But he stays by you. And it's like,
exactly.
And you're just like, okay, this dude is annoying as fuck. But let somebody pull up and say they about to kill you. He's like, oh, I'm right behind you. Who you want me to kill? It's like, I feel like the respect is there when it's needed.
Yeah.
Not when it's not just like when it's like all the time. It's just when it's needed. Like, you need some help, or like you fucked up. Like, even if you do something like terrible, like, let's say you sacrifice somebody in the game, you just do some evil ass shit, and he's just like, I wouldn't do that, but, and these people are after you, but, you know, I'm by your side. Like, I got you, whatever you got, we fighting that shit together. It's like, that's respect at the end of the day. That's respect at the end of the day. If you want to go there, that's respect. I'd rather have loyalty than respect, because someone could be like annoying as fuck and all that. But at the end of the day, it's just like, I'm with you though.
I think the right answer is just both. I think we all pretty much, they all go hand in hand. All right, the last one. I didn't think this game was gonna take this long. Be feared or be loved?
Be feared. Easily. Fuck love. I want fear.
I'll be loved. I don't know why I'd rather be loved.
Go ahead.
Because you'd be loved. I ain't gonna lie, people won't deem you a threat. And you fearful, if people are fear to you, like, someone going, you're a threat to everyone. So if you're loved, you're not a threat. So you can move a little different. So let's say, you know, like, what's the word? Like, let's say you live in, as an example, as a air court example.
Watch.
Like, if you
easy to read. And let's say,
no, not O-block. Let's say you're in, no. I fucking hate you. Like, you always trying to put me in a box. Like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Warren G ass nigga, damn.
Look like that nigga. yeah, I can't even think of what I was about to say. But like, let's say you're in a hostile environment and, you know, you live there. You have to, you know, be in that environment. If you're most loved, you don't have to carry a gun. You don't have to, you know, intimidate people to get through. Like, you can just go through here and there. You keep to yourself and, you know, you'll be straight relatively because, you know, like, you're loved, like you're favored. You know, you don't even gotta be loved, just favored. Like, you're not, like, you're cool. If everyone fears you, then this is like, okay, you don't really gotta worry about nobody fucking with you, but like, people want to fuck with you because they're fearful of you because you did some shit to be fearful. Be feared. Like, so, like, you did shit to some people, whatever. And then at the end of the day, we see how that plays out in any environment, any city, in any civilization. When you're feared, what happens? You get usurped. Revolution. Motherfuckers after you. They want you. They just wait for their time to strike. So it's like, you're not really safe. You're not safe in any, like, yeah, this man Rodgers is toxic. He rather just get his gray hairs in his sleep and call it a day.
Bro,
but
think about it. Have leaders gotten farther, or has fear gotten people farther than love has? But think about this. Why aren't people committing crimes?
I feel like people go fearful because like it's an easier route than to be loved. But when you get love, you can get just as far. I'm not gonna say you get farther one than the other. It's like you can get farther faster with fearfulness, but it won't last. You'll get clapped.
I think fear does more, like, in general, like in every sense, because people don't run amok and just do whatever crime, commit whatever crime they want. I mean, some people do, but like, you know, if you have morals or you fear the consequence of something, which is why you don't commit whatever crime. Like, we literally learn as kids, like, if we do some shit and get hurt, you fear the pain that you felt from doing whatever you did. So you learn not to do that. You learn so much from pain and you fear
what it feels. When we're talking about action, we're talking about people. Would you rather
be everything? I'm talking about every sense.
Yeah, but like, as a person, what the question was asking, if you rather be feared or love, like, if you rather be feared, that's an easy way to, I guess, to get support and all that, but it won't last because it's just like, either it's not true or you get usurped. Now, if you're love, it takes longer, yeah, because you got to build that up. It takes longer to build, but it's more sustainable because you already have the credentials. You already have the people by you. You already have people, like, if anyone would fuck with you, you have people that will do that for you. You don't even have to do anything. You don't have to sell your hands with any of that shit. And I just feel like you can go just as far as fearfulness and hold it for longer once you get there because of the fact of how it's earned. Like, fearfulness is like, oh, there's a bomb there, or this. You should make me the leader, and I protect you, and or I'm the biggest, strongest one, so I should be, you know, like, yeah, until someone else, like, I'm tired of this nigga saying this shit. I'm about to beat his ass. I'm going to get big myself and beat his ass, or I'm going to get bigger than him, get my own support, get my own group, and usurp his shit. That's usually how that shit goes.
Think about what happened.
Love is like that, but it's like,
he was loved. He was loved.
The people
in our community.
But yeah, and someone,
because of that, people hated him. It's the same shit.
So, okay.
It's the same exact thing. You could be loved so much. People like, man, I'm so fucking tired of this goofy ass dude getting all the fucking love. I want some girls. I want some attention. I want my word to be heard.
Yeah, but that's easier.
Dr. King was also feared by the white people. They're like, oh, he's gonna get too much power and give him too much influence. Who killed them?
Yeah, he wasn't doing nothing, Chris.
Who killed them? We don't know who shot him. I thought we knew who shot him.
We knew the brother. Then yeah, I'm pretty sure we don't know.
It was a white man.
Like at an assembly.
It was a white man. It was a white man named he had a sniper. What was his name? They caught him.
James Earl Ray.
James Earl Ray. Yeah. White man killed him. So, yeah. John F. Kennedy was loved and actually killed by one of his own, but he was the only reason he was killed is because of the stuff he was doing for black people. So it was just like, it wasn't really for
getting clapped. like whether you loved or feared. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
you gotta, and, but it's,
they're gonna get rid of you regardless because people are gonna start to hate for some reason.
But it's gonna be more aggressive if you're feared. We're gonna go for you harder.
What?
Like, if you're feared by all, if you're feared by some, if you're feared by some, you're hunted by some. If you're feared by all, you're hunted by all. You got better chances of being feared by some than all of them. Because if you're loved by most of them and hated by like 10%, I'll take my chances with the 10%. They might get the.
I think it's the same thing, bro. If people fear me, they're less likely to try me in every aspect of life. Like, I don't have to worry about somebody trying to get over me on me. I don't have to worry about somebody trying to rob me, steal some of my shit. I don't have to worry about somebody trying to like snake me. I don't have to worry about none of that stuff because they too afraid to do it or to disrespect me or to treat me any kind of way. Like the shady shit that would be done to you won't happen because you're feared. And fear is another form of respect. Like you respect that the threat that this thing is. Now, if
people love you, can flip you, that.
What?
Yeah, like if you love and they just choose not to because like I got so much love, I can't do that. Like that's more powerful.
It's the same thing.
And being fearful, because you don't even have the threat of death, the threat of any of that.
Because it's not more powerful.
Because it's like you're not even doing anything. It's just like, you know what? This is disrespect.
It's more important. That's exactly why I brought up why fear.
You're out of dictator, y'all.
Love does. That's why I brought that shit up. Because you say that.
Hey, Rod, where you worship passport?
Say what?
It's time to go to Russia, King.
Listen, do you love money more than you fear being broke?
I hate money too. Money is the reason why motherfuckers is going broke because motherfuckers is not enough to go around because everybody's greedy. That's why I hate money.
That's not what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, I don't love money. Like, money is money, but it's like if I get $1 million, I'm just gonna be like, all right, let's spend this shit and get the fuck out of here. But it's not like I want to get all this extra money I don't fucking need because I don't need that shit. I just need to make sure everything's straight. But that's the only thing money is for, is to make sure cost of living and all that. But motherfuckers in love with money. Like they literally will have $5,000 doing whatever, doing eyebrows.
Yeah, I think that question would have been better if we had a fucking large amount of money. Because then you will have a reason to be like, damn, yeah, motherfuckers is broke right now.
Talk about though,
yeah, like, but it's like
the consequences of doing shit. Like you don't refrain from doing something because you love being healthy. You fear being in pain. You fear being injured. You fear going to the fucking doctor, having the surgery, having broken bones. You fear that fucking pain. Fear is way more powerful than love. Way more.
Man, this man Rob would make an excellent warlock.
Biggest fear insects. And little critters, rodents, and have heart attacks.
And you know what's crazy? Most of them is harmless. Anxiety, like daddy long legs.
That's a
centipedes.
Go ahead. I fought.
House centipedes. They get rid of the rodent population. I'm not rodent. Insect population in your house. So you talk about they're fearful of insects, right? But in reality, they don't know that they're on the same side as you. Like, this is like, if you see a house centipede, what you going to do? Instinctively, you're going to kill it, right? You're not going to be like, nah, this motherfucker got to die. You want to know why? You want to know why a house centipede is in your house? Let's break that shit down. Then on the surface level, let's take away the basic shit for a second. Then they're like, what I'm supposed to do? Let's go through this shit. A house centipede is in your house for two reasons. There's other insects in your house. She came back from New York. A house centipede is in your house because there's other insects in your home that's like either like water bugs or ants or something in your house, and they come there to feed. That's the reason they're there, to eat them. They're not there to bite you, crawl on you, and bite you, whatever. They're there to kill the other insects in your house. Most people don't know that. It's to see them and kill them. Daddy long legs, they're there for the same reason, to kill other bugs. If you want to get rid of the centipedes, kill the other bugs or find the other bugs, because that means that they're there. If you kill them, then you won't see no house centipedes no more. That's the only reason they're there. So it's like, you see a house centipede, you kill it. This is like, why are you killing? Because it's a bug and it has a lot of legs and it looks scary. Okay, basic ass motherfucker. All right, go ahead and do that. Tell me where that ant infestation is, or tell me where that roach infestation is, and maybe you won't see another one. I'd be like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, okay. But yeah, like, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's just...
I'm standing on what the fuck I said. Anxiety is a product of fear. Alright? Motherfuckers scared to go to new areas, scared to leave their houses, scared to fly. I'm telling you, fear is just way more powerful. Now, you would rather be loved, and I understand that. I'd rather give people love too. But I'm telling you, when I feel the emotion of like how much I love someone and how much I'm afraid of someone, there's a difference. The fear is way more powerful. You have an opponent and you're afraid of that opponent. It's like in the ring, a combat sport, a regular sport, somebody that you're competing against like for a position. I'm telling you, fear will make you do so much more. So much more.
I'd rather be loved.
My nigga.
I'd rather be loved. I'd rather be loved. Either way, you meet an untimely demise because people get jealous and then people do stupid shit out of fear. But I feel like in the grand scheme of things, I think as a legacy, you live more or you just live forever because you're loved. If you're feared, these feared dictators, they get clapped, motherfuckers don't even give a fuck about them no more. Who? People feared Fidel. Motherfucker died. No one gives a fuck about him no more. He's in the history books, yeah. But no one gives a fuck about him. People love Pac. And Pac will forever live on. People love Nip. Nip will forever live on. So, I'd rather be loved.
See what's going on?
And he's getting clapped for it.
Exactly, exactly. You know how much history that shit just made? About Bad Boy Entertainment? All the movies he been in, all the rappers he collaborated with.
Hey, Ron, just go ahead and sell your soul, Kane. Go ahead and do it.
But
go ahead and sell it. Go ahead and sell it, Kane.
That game took the entire fucking pod.
Just sell your soul for love.
Shit. You don't gotta sell it.
All the time.
You don't gotta sell it. Nah, they selling something else. They selling something else.
unless you ain't find it with God, then it is what it is. You know how people say God fearing? I'm a God fearing man. Same shit, man. I'm telling you. Niggas don't want to go to hell. Ain't about loving God. It's about God fearing. Trying to tell you, bro.
Pushing the needle forward. Because that shit took up forever. I thought I had too little. I was about to add more to them shits yesterday. Yeah. It might be a little off because I was recording like 20 minutes of nothing. Well, fuck. I don't know what Twitter. I don't know what tweet you guys want to go to next because we had three of them.
Double standards, Victoria. Double standards. Or we talk about. Now let's talk about the double standards. That might be a whole nother video.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Caribou shit, the rap entry level shit.
Oh, okay. We can do that. We can flip a coin.
Denzel, which one you want to talk about? The predatory shit or the The second tweet, the middle tweet.
The first one.
I have more to talk about. I was about to shit on a whole lot of artists' favorites.
This could be a whole. I'm telling you, we could still do it. Make it another video. Fuck it. Shots for.
Nah, cause I'm
a hater. You already have that label, literally, from people in real life that I know.
Which is online. So stupid. I can't disagree with some shit and not get this hater fucking card. If I sat here and didn't say that I liked Drake in that fucking video, motherfuckers would be like, he's such a Drake hater. Whole time I love Drake, he was in my fucking Apple replay for last year. For All the Dogs was the first thing. And that shit came out at the end of the year. Fuck my dick, bro. I can agree to not like something. I can sit here and just have a whole different stance. It's like I don't fuck with Sexy Red, but go ahead and open up the first tweet. I do think she has potential though.
I think it's the way that she be hating though. Because like I feel like I be hating on stuff and I never get flack for it. Not that I know of.
They don't peep, that's why.
How I'm so blatant. You heard what I just said about the drill shit. I'm blatant when I hate on some shit, but I think it's just the way you say it. It's just like, but like, damn, that motherfucker's.
That's fine, hating, fuck it, whatever. Like that's fine. That Sexy Red song is ass and it'll forever be ass. I'm hating that shit, right?
I'm hating.
can't even see. Fucking.
Put this in the chat.
I did. Yeah, I seen it.
There we go.
So for the audio listeners, the original tweet says, "You hoes say anything." And it's a picture of this guy and his son. And she quoted, or she put a text in it. It says, "Him and his son can get it." Heart eye emoji, heart eye emoji. And then the reply tweet or the quote tweet is, "No, call it like it is. Predatory, predatory. Y'all be ready to file a police report when it's men. Keep that same energy."
My thoughts on it is whoever quoted that tweet, he's on par. Like, he's accurate. I agree with him wholeheartedly. It'd be too many women saying shit and getting away with stuff that is predatory, that if a man were to even bat an eyelash at a woman or even say something like remotely similar, like she literally said, "Him and his son can get it." This shit in the picture is probably like 5 or 6. And she said, "Him and his son can get it." That's you know what's crazy? Some women probably like that fucking picture. They probably like the story, whatever she said. And just like, yeah, like he's so cute, he's adorable. I just want to take him home and shit like that. Can you imagine if a fucking man said that shit? She's so adorable, I just want to like take her home. What? I don't care if there's double standards. Like, that shit's not cool. It should not fly. Not fly at all. That shit is weird. You can't even so much as say as a man, can't even really say that this that little girl's, you know, she's pretty. She's gonna be a beautiful woman when she grows up, or like she's gonna be a beautiful young. They're gonna look at you like, not you sexualizing a kid or something like that, but like a young girl. It's like you can't say that like a girl is pretty or like a pretty smile, and she's young, but then she could be like, him and his son could get it. It could get what? What are you saying?
Out.
Yeah, like, what are you gonna give him? Some food? Like, they can get a plate of food from you? Is that what it is?
No. You know what it is.
I think it's just weird. It's weird energy. That behavior is weird. I never fucking stood for that shit. We had fucking girls twerking on what's his name? Lil RT. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, this shit's weird as fuck. It's just all weird ass behavior. The fucking picture is weird. When a guy does it, it's still weird. I don't give a fuck. It's weird on both accounts. And it should be held to that fucking standard. This shit is weird as fuck. Weird ass fucking grown ass lady. This probably, I don't even know. We don't even know what the fucking lady looks like for real. Which is crazy. I know. But I'm saying she probably, she could be young, old, it's still weird. But let it be an old ass lady. But like, shut the fuck up. Don't you got some fucking, I don't know, some bills to pay? What the fuck you talking about? A guy and his son who probably not even interested in you. But I know Denzel about to rap. I know he about to go crazy.
I just think he's in disbelief. He can't believe it.
Hey man. All I gotta say is, it is what it is. Predatory. If a man said that, he'd be locked up. He'd be put on the watch list. FBI opened up. Investigated. A whole legion of Twitter people just like, oh my god, let's get him canceled, let's get him fired.
Yep. You would already see his shit in the feed. You're like, is this you?
Like, this is
got like his car, got like his job.
Oh. We could take this conversation a little bit deeper. This has been a topic of discussion I wanted to bring up for a couple episodes, but never got the chance to. There was recently, I don't know where this shit was at, but there was recently a push to make pedophilia a sexual orientation because they feel as though they can't help being attracted to kids and it should be deemed as a sexual orientation. What are your thoughts and concerns on that?
How the fuck do you make that a sexual orientation? How? If y'all want to make that a sexual orientation, how in any way can you make a child? How can you? First of all, sex and anything that involves a child does not go hand. They shouldn't be in the same topic sentence, conversation, thought, any of it. It doesn't work. They're children. That's fucking idiotic. That's the most moronic thing I think I've ever heard. How could you make that a sexual orientation? Like, yeah, my type is kids. What the fuck are you talking about? Ship them away. Just get them out. We don't need them anymore. That don't even make sense to me. They can't help being attracted to kids. What are you attracted to? Nothing's developed. I don't understand. Like, just, I don't get it. Like, the faces, smiles, just got snaggletooth teeth. They're missing teeth. They got the water belly still. They got ripples of fat on their wrist and hands and their neck. You know what I'm saying? They got the little chubby hands and feet. Can barely walk straight. Can't speak correctly. Spilling their food when they eating. Got drink all over their shirt. Kool-Aid all in their white shirt and shit. Stains everywhere. Can't do anything at all. But you're attracted to them? How? It don't make sense. Somebody make this shit make sense for me. I don't understand it.
I think trying to draw the parallels here, because not saying this is in, I'm not in support of this shit, but I think back when being gay was like new to people, they had gay in the there's a book. A book that has all like mental disorders in it called the DSM. Being gay was in there, like being homosexual was in there. It was that, and then they changed it to a sexual orientation. And pedophilia is in there because when you act on it, it's also in there. But they're trying to make the push to, you know, get that switched. That's their grounds of the shit that they're standing on.
Homosexual, I mean. Matter how you spin it, like, they can be regular people. They're just attracted to the same sex. They're adults, at least. Like, so that makes sense. Like, if you're attracted to another human being, it doesn't matter. Like, they could be short. It could be dwarves. They could be fat as hell. Like, it's skinny. They could be bony. They could be anorexic. It doesn't matter. Like, they're still other adults. Like, I don't think there's a sexuality for liking, I don't know, dolls and shit, or animals. There's bestiality. Is that a sexuality?
I don't know.
I don't know at this point.
It's like, that shit's still weird, though.
It is.
It's an animal. Are you mating with it?
They say in the Middle East, there's a bunch of people that be fucking goats.
That got to be a rumor. There's no way.
Nah, they say that there's a lot of, inbreeding. So it's like they choose me either between like goats or like their sisters type shit. It's kind of bad over there.
I think that's how we got one of the STDs. It came from someone having sex with a goat. I think a lot of the STDs came from animals, from people interacting with animals.
Start the rap.
That's what they say is about to happen on April 8th. Denzel, what do you think about this pedophilia nonsense?
And that DI'd in the
burned
out.
I don't know what systems are gonna try to put that shit through, but all right, whatever. I ain't gonna wish him luck, but yeah. All right. See how that goes.
How old we get. Motherfucker, I could be 80. That shit become sexuality. I'll make it my mission.
Bro, I could be old as hell, like.
Yeah. Be old as hell shooting shit. I'm 80 anyway. Fuck it. I'm gonna die riding for my cause. I'm gonna be like a freedom fighter. No, bro. Absolutely.
I think how we should end this off. Should we end this off here, or should we end it off one more topic and I save the rest for next week? Oh, fuck it. Since we're on the topic of it being 80, and I'll save the rest for next week. Because we need more to unfold with Raw Wave before we can even get a full conversation out. And then the Caribou rap entry-level shit, we'll just talk about that's still relevant next week. Where do you guys see yourself at age 65? Like, what's around you? Where are you living? You know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit.
At age 65, I want to already have had my kids. Have at least two. I definitely want to be in a house with I want to own. I want to have like a stream of income. There'd be this or like owning some businesses. I need. Yeah, I mean, I'm married. Beautiful wife. She also have to be in. I don't think I'm not going. At the very lowest, maybe 50. I'm not going. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's like the basis. I don't have like a very specific.
I think by 65, this shit would be in the books. This whole YouTube shit, we would have got the bread from it. Not saying, because I don't see no, well, you can still do YouTube at 65. But I don't think I would want to be, like grinding content at 65. Like, I don't think I want to sit here and be still getting in front of the camera and all that shit. I would think by then I would have came up with some fucking foolproof idea of, I don't know, like, I would want to make a way for like content creators to get paid easier and faster than going through YouTube and all this shit. So I would think, hopefully, in my little genius head, that I would come up with some sort of idea, some sort of business that can open that door by then. And of course, I want to have a house in the middle of fucking nowhere, be married, have kids, have grandkids by then. And just be living life actually like retired and not really, you know what I'm saying, just owning a couple things, having some income come in and, you know, just be vibing. But I definitely don't want to be working at 65. That's dead. If I'm working at 65, I'm doing something wrong. No shot to anyone that's doing that now. But hey, by then I just want to have that bright idea, like, hey, Terrell, like, you can open so many doors for other people with whatever you made from this shit by then. So fucking be streaming at 65. I'll probably still do like YouTube on like once a month, maybe drop a video or some shit. Just like, or a vlog channel or some shit to make easy fucking money, but that's about it. I don't see myself really doing this shit still. Own a trucking business or some shit that would just always make money.
I just want my own house, mortgage paid, everything. I own it. I want to have like a, what else I want to have? I want to have the house. I want to have a car. Maybe two. Yeah, two as well. In case one breakdown. You know that shit gonna happen. Wife? Maybe. Girlfriend or wife doesn't really matter to me. I don't care. Just somebody. Partner. Maybe kids. Maybe kids. We'll see. We'll see. If that becomes a thing, maybe. As far as like what I'm gonna be doing, I'll probably still
be like doing technology something to make money. I don't see myself not not doing that. I'll find something like everything by then. Yeah, I'll be like, you just make this for me, and you make it. Sell it off or some shit. Like, it'd be like that. I'll be doing something with my shit. I don't know. AI will go crazy by the time I'm 65. So,
AI might be going crazy next year. We really thinking it's gonna take forever. We have Sora and Lat. Like, think about this pandemic time. We were 2020. We were not thinking about nothing AI. We thought fucking
Siri. Using the cocktails.
But now, the shit you can do with AI. Imagine when we're 65. We'll probably be replaced. I ain't gonna lie to you. We probably won't even be around for real. We will be the AI. The fuck?
Put memory sticks in our neck.
I wonder what the next game is.
We're probably gonna really be
plug that shit into your brain.
It's virtual.
Gonna be in the nerve gear from Sword Art Online. We're actually gonna be in this bitch.
Like,
we're gonna really have addicts.
But yeah, it's back there.
think about the comfortability that you'll have and the access to everything you'll have. You could probably just hop into your shit. You could probably have the DoorDash bring your shit into your fucking place. Put this shit, you'll be a robot. Just bring your shit, put your shit right in front of you. The accessibility shit will be fucking, like, the comfort level will be fucking, the quality of life will be so comfortable and so, like, you could just do everything from a press of a button. You don't even gotta walk nowhere. Like, damn.
Yeah, actually, like, our health.
Like, Wall-E, motherfuckers gonna be fat as shit in the chair leaning back. The food
everybody
in front of
gonna
them.
Be looking like Wild Wave. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's gonna be really rare to see. It's almost sad to think of dying.
I'm gonna go with the life expectancy gonna go from like 60 to like 20, like 30, 30, 40.
Back in time.
I hope I live to see it. All I can hope for.
You gonna live to see all the fat motherfuckers?
No, like, I live to see the future. Live to see 65. Make it through my.
I think all of us can make it past the 60 mark. After that, we going in the.
Oh yeah, I mean, if nothing happens, you know, if anything happens.
Yeah, and we talking like naturally.
Injury.
Motherfuckers yeah. Fear us.
That's what I know, right? We fear shit. Cut that shit half. 30.
And a stalker happens to hit me by her fucking car by mistake.
Or we love too much. Yeah.
But as far as like, if nothing
too much play, they die from an STD, or they go ahead and, you know, they get HIV, get AIDS.
Oh my god, that's right, Rod. Bring your shit back that don't matter.
Their shit off and they bleed to death.
Right.
Well, that's episode 111. Not to end it on a fucking sour note. We'll live forever. The pod, the channel, YouTube's still around. Y'all will be able to fucking go back and see our young. We're young and young whippersnappers. But hey, man, episode 111, angel numbers. Hey, man, shout out to Drink Champs for the this or that question, the this or that game. That's where I got that shit from. Even though they'll probably never see this. All the time we end up on Drink Champs, that shit would be funny as fuck. But yeah, man, episode 111. Thank y'all for tuning in every single motherfucking week. 111 weeks consistent. We don't say that shit enough. 111 of these shits in a fucking row. God damn. When will we take a break?
Never take
a break. Make sure you go check out the other reactions. We got the Sexy Red reaction. By the time y'all seen this, y'all might have the Playboy Cardi reaction if I get around to doing it by then. Or Saturday, or the day after, one of those days. It's either the same day or Saturday. And yeah, man, thank y'all for showing up. Thank y'all for tuning in. If you made it to the end, leave a like, leave a comment, leave some suggestions for this or that. If y'all want us to keep playing that shit, that's just kind of fun. We might not do as many as we did today. We'll probably keep it to like 5. But yeah, if you have any suggestions, drop them in the comments. It's been your motherfucking guys. We'll be back next week with episode 112. Hopefully it's a banger episode. This should be a banger episode. Maybe we'll find a guest. Maybe not. Say that every week. But yeah, man. It's been your motherfucking guys. Denzel, Rob, myself, Terrell. We'll catch you in the next motherfucking video, man. Adios. Y'all be easy. Stay up. Stay safe. Have fun. And enjoy the fucking solar eclipses next week. All right, y'all have fun.